Top 91, Nugget and Owl. Well, in your absence last week, we drew our Secret Santas.
And I believe you'd have been happy about this. Mine was drawn for me,
mm-hmm.
and they just gave me the first person I got.
Yeah.
Good news is I got somebody I really like, which is, and I can also confirm it's nobody in this room. But I did get someone I like, so had I drawn them out, I would have kept them. But that's by the by. So that all happened last week while I was off with laryngitis.
Yes.
And you know, Secret Santa happens, and there's always that people sort of wandering around. You're a bandit for walking around
I haven't started my campaign yet.
You go around like a four-year-old going, did you get me? And you will keep going until...
Well, last year, our first person I asked was Hayley Poynton.
HP Source.
HP Source, yeah. Who categorically denied that she had me, and she had me.
We've learned she's a skilled liar.
Yeah, she was
We've
very
learned
good.
That because she had you well until
she has a good
last
poker
year.
Face, I must admit.
So it all went around, and then during the course of the week, as the Secret Santa, you know, went on, we received an all-staff email. And it was from a colleague of ours. People who are the Hot family would know very, very well. You'd hear his dulcet tones on the weekend. You hear him during bits and pieces of our show. It's our mate Taz. How are you, Tazzy?
Afternoon, legends. How are we?
Now, mate, we know we've got to be quick because Tazzy's got to get in the car because you're part of the Noosa Christmas convoy tonight.
That's right. I don't always dress as an elf like I have
today. It suits
today.
You, though.
Thank you. I love the ears.
Showing a bit more leg than Santa would
you're
like,
the tallest elf I've ever seen.
You're like Will Ferrell's elf. Yeah, you're well over 6 foot. It's quite disconcerting. So even when I was home, you know, with laryngitis last week, I was following the work emails, and an all-staff email came from our little mate Tazzy here, and I'm going to read it verbatim, ladies and gentlemen. Hey all, going out on a limb here, if you've got me for Secret Santa, could I request the giant foam gliders from Kmart? And then he's attached a screenshot.
Just so you know what to get.
Big yep. foam glider, assorted, $10.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. It's like, Taz has got, I want one of those. Mm-hmm. The limit is $10. You think you're ticking all the boxes. Alan, Tarrant, being serious now, and all of the Hot family, I'm putting a line in the sand here. I don't reckon you can do this. I reckon you've broken a Christmas rule here, Tazzy.
Oh.
I don't reckon, and this is coming from the guy who keeps picking Secret Santa until I get someone I like. I realise I'm throwing stones from my glass house here. I don't reckon you can solicit for a Secret Santa present.
No.
I reckon part of the majesty of Secret Santa is getting random crap from somebody who doesn't know you very well. Taz, your defense of these actions?
My defense is it's not called Secret Gift. It's called Secret Santa. Okay, you're allowed to know what you're going to get.
Technicality.
You just don't know who
Jeez,
from.
I've got to tell you, you've come in pretty hot with a pretty strong argument. Taz has obviously thought about this over the weekend.
Also, Nug, come on. If you draw somebody for Secret Santa, there's a lot of work that's involved in trying to find that gift.
Look, are you
I
saying...
I saved all the work.
So you're actually almost marrying your argument to my argument about putting people back. Because my argument is, I don't really know that person. I don't know how to get them a good gift.
Yep.
So actually, in my prosecuting you here, you've actually helped prove my argument.
If somebody got me, all I'm after is a foam glider that's worth $10.
Oh, that's it. Where do you stand on this?
I kind of find myself drifting into the Tasmagorical camp here.
Thank you, Albie.
Yeah.
Because he's taken away all the hard work of what am I going to get him? He's told you what he wants.
You don't like hard work, Nug.
No, I don't. I really don't.
I've taken away all the hard work. Let's say you drew me.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I've just told you what to
do. An email arrives in my inbox.
Yep.
I'm over to Kmart of the Plaza.
Done.
Job done.
Yep.
I think my issue stems from, you know, if you're out in the, you know, and everyone's got a part of their work where everyone kind of congregates. Ours is kind of the sales area here at Carnaby Street. If you're just making chit-chat with a dozen or so co-workers and you sort of go in conversation, oi, if anyone's got me, I'd like one of the foam gliders from Kmart. The fact you've sent an all-staff email, I think...
It's changed the rules.
I think that's... You've sent it out like an official memo.
Yep.
Everybody, attention, Taz wants a foam glider.
Mm.
So we're going to put it to the Hot family. Tazzy's got to go to get in the convoy. Hot family, 1-300-468-911. Can you actively advertise to your workmates what you want for Secret Santa? Or have you just got to suck it up and wait to see what garbage you get?
We've been doing some investigating, haven't we?
Well, we have, and this is the thing, because... We actually know who your Secret Santa is.
Mm.
Who has me?
Who has you? And look, to protect their identity, we've done the current affair trick, but they've released this particular statement.
Yes, I can confirm that I am Taz's Secret Santa, and I will not be getting him the glider purely on principle because he asked, and that's not how Secret Santa works.
Oh!
So Secret Santa's having none of it. try and torture us. We're not going to tell you who that person is.
Wow.
That is your Secret Santa. They've just gone, nah, not doing it, just on principle. So Secret Santa doesn't agree.
Wow.
We they need think a you've broken
we
a rule.
We need a ruling on this.
Hot Sunny family. Coast, help me out. Come on.
1-300-468-911. Are you on the side of me and Taz's Secret Santa? Or Taz and Albie, can you advertise to your co-workers what you want for Secret Santa? Or do you just have to suck it up? Tazzy, have fun tonight. Where does the Christmas convoy kick off?
Kicks off Boreen Point this afternoon, but if you want to catch the end of it, it's going to be Noosa Banks Parklands.
You drive safely. We'll talk to you later. See you, Tazzy.
Thank you. Bye.